Hi, this is Mary Santora, and you're listening to The Default Setting with Jess Falstick and Elizabeth Seaman. Enjoy.
Setting where we find out what makes you tick because we have ways of making you talk. I'm your host, Jess Falstick.
And I am guest co-host, Gigi Chick.
And today we have comedian, Sith Lord with a perky mustache, just all around general, good guy, Cody Cooper. Hi.
What's up?
Thanks for joining us today.
Oh, thank you for having me.
It is a Blizzard Fest 19 in Cleveland, Ohio right now.
And, I hear some son of a bitch talking to my wife while she's trying to...
His wife's out shoveling 4 feet of snow.
Oh, it's my neighbor and he's judging me.
Oh, no.
He's shoveling and my wife's out there. And he's probably like, where's your husband? I know he works from home, that lazy bastard.
If you were my wife, I wouldn't make you shovel.
Exactly.
Want to see my old dick?
You should do. Say that line with like the mustache. Like, want to see my old dick? Oh god, I love that. Like, that's the one thing I would say. Like, we don't have as good a sound quality now that we're not doing this from a studio, but we have the advantage of video now. And so we can see all these random things that are happening. You just get, like, the best footage of just people doing crazy-ass shit. And then, like, the cats will walk by every once in a while and just, like, shit in the background. Yeah. Just nonsense.
My dogs are pretty chill right now, but...
What kind of dogs do you have? Black and white?
Kind of, yeah.
Black and white dogs.
One's a, like, pit lab hound.
Okay.
Mix. Mm-hmm. I don't know. He has shepherd him too. And the other one we thought was lab husky.
Oh.
But then like the last owner sent a picture of her mom.
Mm-hmm.
And she's a terribly ugly mongrel looking thing.
Oh no!
So we don't know what she is. She's a very long coat and a lab like face.
Aw. Are they good dogs?
No.
No, not good dogs. They're shitty dogs.
So, like, the girl, I feel like she would be, like, if she was by herself, she'd be the greatest house pet. Like, she doesn't go in the house and she doesn't whine or bitch. But because he's around, she barks a lot, like, when they fight and stuff. And he's just, like, he has all the personality, but he's an asshole. Like,
so they don't really balance each other out very well.
No. Yeah, if anything, they make each other worse.
It's like
all my wife's idea.
It's like a marriage, really. If anything, they just make each other worse human beings.
It's terrible, toxic.
They just magnify each other's
faults and
insecurities.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like the worst when you come into a party and there's like a couple comes in, especially a married couple. And you can tell that they just got in a huge fight. It's like every time they show up to a party, they just had a fight and they're doing that like, hi. Yeah.
The tension. Yeah.
Okay. Like, how are you guys? And it's like, oh god, that's fucking terrible.
All I want to do is tell you how much of a cocksucker this guy to my right.
Like, you can tell the guy just looks like fuck my life. I hate this.
I will never forget. It was New Year's Eve one year, and my ex-husband and I. So I don't even know why this happened, but we had to go get the car and then come around and pick up like six of our friends or something. And so I don't even remember what happened, but like we were literally just doing this in the car. We were so mad at each other, just like smacking and like yelling and swearing at each other. And so then we pull up to this like group of six people and they all get in the car and we're just like dead silent and like we don't say anything the whole drive back to their hotel. And so I texted one of them the next day. I was like, hey, sorry, we just had, like, the world's biggest fight. And she was like, oh, my God, I thought it was us. I thought you guys were pissed that you had to pick us up and, like, take us to the hotel. And I was like, nope, that was just, we were almost divorced right there on the highway. So that's all that.
That would have been the silliest divorce.
Like, yeah.
We're done here.
It's like a divorce just with sock puppets. Slapping. Just like, yeah, like marionettes, like. Little bats.
It's so bad, but like, why is it that like there's so much tension around couples having to go places together?
Yeah.
Like specific events. It's not like, oh, let's go out and hang out. It's like we have to be at this, you know, Christmas party that our friends are throwing, or we have to go to a wedding, and then just getting there seems like a make or break situation for the marriage.
As a
why
newly,
is that?
As a newlywed, have you noticed that at all?
I feel like we've gotten to love home a lot more. So like instead of like we're just becoming those lazy asshole married couples where we're just like, yeah, I know we're supposed to do that shit, but we should probably not and just stay home. Like we went out last night and no, I mean I don't think it's like a big to do. It's just we're like more now we have like our own place and stuff and it's just easier to just say fuck the outside and let's just
and then the by proxy to her point when you don't go anywhere then you're like a happy couple because you're not screaming and bickering on the way to wherever the hell you're going.
It's like when you bring outsiders into the equation all of a sudden there's like complete chaos.
Maybe we're on to something. Maybe for a happy marriage you need to be reclusive. Maybe that's ultimately what it is. Like
well that's if you like the person that you're with but yeah I mean no, I mean, for the most, I mean, we got into a little bit of an argument last night, but we still went out, and by the end of the night, we were fine.
Good. That's awesome. You guys have been together for a long time, too, even though you just got married 6 months ago.
Right, yeah, we've been together since, like, 2013, maybe,
yeah.
Like, 5, 6 years.
Yeah, so if you still, like each other, that's a very good thing.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's, we're just able to be at peace in each other's company.
Yeah.
And, like, that comfort.
And you think it sounds, like, so obvious and so simple, but it's not. Like, I never had that in my marriage. So, like, I mean, it's a rare thing.
Right, yeah. Just being able to, like, be around somebody and not feel, like, judged.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, totally.
Just, like, be yourself. And, like, I guess what I compare it to is, like, when I was living with my grandmother, like, I would have stayed there forever, but, like, if I never met anybody, because it was just, like, an easy place to be. But it was still, like, whenever you would get drunk and then the next morning just like feel that judge, that weight of judginess just weighing on you. Like you're like, can I just enjoy my hangover?
Yeah.
And like she actually, my grandmother actually said to me, I was like, oh, are you coming to my show tonight? And she's like, I don't think I want to see a comedian that's just laying in bed all day. I was like, Jesus.
Then I guess you don't want to see any comedian then. Right.
So you don't like comedy. Got it.
Comedy's not for you so much.
Right, exactly.
So your default setting, what do we say your default setting was?
Dormant rage.
Dormant rage. Yes. I'm glad you said that. Cause like, I don't know why I think it's cause I'm high. I'm just like internal rage is just the thing. And I was like, I know that's not right. So I'm going to let him say what it was. Dormant rage.
Yeah.
What makes you, I'm gonna let you sip your coffee. What makes you like say that it's like, how do you classify it as dormant? Kind of elaborate on that.
So I just feel like I am pretty easygoing and like fun and out and about and like personable, like extroverted most of the time. But there's like certain scenarios and times where like if somebody reaches my that inner core, then I just like lose my shit and I can't control it.
Got it.
Like if somebody like I don't process my emotions very well, and if somebody says something to me that like gets to me, like I just end up using my hands because I can't formulate words because I'm too angry.
Yep.
So would you say it kind of like bottle, like if you don't express your emotions a lot, does it kind of bottle up and then like the tiniest thing can just trigger it and pull all of it out at once as opposed to?
Maybe. I don't know if it's that or if it's I can just go from 0 to 60 very quickly. I don't know. Yeah, maybe both. A little bit of both.
Yeah.
I've been working on this bit lately. Like the one time I was walking my dog And I hit him on the ass with the end of his leash, and just to get his attention, because he kept pulling me, and he's a big ass dog. He's like 100 pounds. And I hit him on the ass with his leash to like get his attention. And then somebody like honked their horn at me and like was basically reprimanding me for like hitting my dog.
Yes. God.
Like, they drove away, but I was just in seething rage for the next 20 minutes, like playing out scenarios in my head of how I would have fucked that dude up if he would have got his car. Like, so he's going on with his day, and I just ruined like a portion of mine at the will of my own anger. And it's like, but yeah, it's not a good
thing. That's so relatable, because I, especially since I've moved to LA, like road rage is just a very real, omnipresent thing. Like, it's just worse than I've ever experienced it. And that's it. Someone will honk at me and I'll be like, for literally 10 minutes, like, I'll get home and it'll be in my head. I'll be like, what did I do wrong? Why is that guy an asshole? Like, and it, all it was one honk. And it, like, literally, it's like a personal attack in my brain, and I've just wasted 10 minutes.
Yeah. So, and that's the thing, is like, I have this weird thing, and it goes back from my like childhood. I can remember, like, if somebody does something wrong to me, like, I want to do something back to them that I can, in my mind, make sense that I've paid back the due, like, their dues. Like, it's insane to me. Like, I remember, like, my sister would, like, hurt me when I was a kid or something like that, and I would, like, hurt her back until I felt like she was paid back.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, now I'm calm. And then I would be totally calm and diffused right after that. It's like, it wasn't like I had to step down from my anger. It's like, as soon as that happened, like, I'm good. Let's, you want to play a game?
Yeah, it's like, okay, we're even now.
Yeah,
we're fine. We're cool. Yeah.
Like, I remember somebody was honking at me the one day, and I like, just, like, stopped my car, and I turned all the way around so I could make, like, physical eye contact with them, and then, like, was like, fuck you, like, right in their face. Like, hey. I just wanted them to look in my eyes and, like, know that I really meant it.
I mean, so that brings up, do you feel, like, relief or catharsis, like, when you do sort of try to, like, even things out immediately? I mean, how is it helpful?
Yeah, so well, I don't think it's helpful for anybody.
Sure.
I probably should have sought anger management when I was told to by a magistrate when I was 15.
Oh my god.
but it's like here's an example. Here's one of my favorite examples. I was drinking at a buddy's house, and when I was in college, we were home for the holidays or whatever. And my buddy got real drunk, and he was being a real dick, and I was trying to like help him out, but he was just, despite that, he was being an asshole. And somebody came up to me and was like, hey, Noah's like trying to shit on your car. And I was like, oh, okay. So I go out to my car and I don't see anything. And then I turn my light on my phone and I look on my car, and there's just like piss all over my car. Like, he had just pissed all over my car. And then I just hear this like giggling in the bushes, like away from me. And it was him just like hiding in there. And I like instantly saw red. And so like I walked over to his car, and then I started kicking it, and the like alarm's going off, and like I was not satisfied enough that I had kicked it and maybe put like a little dent in it. So I pulled back and I punched the like side window out, and then like as soon as that window shattered, I was just like totally docile,
God. Like, when you say docile though, was it for you? You were like, like, were you, did you have a moment where you're like, okay, now we're good? Like, you actually felt better?
Yeah. It like all washes away. Like, I see red, like nothing's going to stop me from doing what I need to do. And then as soon as it's achieved, I'm like, all right, what are we doing now, guys? You want to play flip cup? Like,
so it sounds like it's literally like it's over as quick as it begins. Like, there's no build up. There's no wind down. It's just there and it's gone.
Yeah. Yeah, it can be, for the most part. I mean, there is times where, as I've gotten older, I've been able to, like, calm it down a little bit, but you can still get me there.
Yeah.
If you put enough effort in, so.
Yeah, I mean, when you talk about it being, like, below the surface, too, like, as far as dormant, I mean, do you think dormant sort of implies that it's kind of always there, but then it just gets triggered? I mean, do you think that there is sort of an underlying, like, constant, or is it, how do you read it?
I think it's always just there. And like, if somebody taps into, like, I could be having the best day of my life, but if somebody like does something and then they continue to like annoy me, it can turn pretty quickly. And I actually, there's a, not to get too theoretical, but I was, do you guys know Malcolm Gladwell, author?
Yeah, Blank, that was the Blank guy, right?
Yeah, so there's a book he does called Outliers, and I listened to the audiobook, and they talk about the culture of honor. Do you know about this at all?
Mm-mm.
So it talks about like people that settled in like Appalachia or in mountainous areas. They developed this culture of honor. So, and they're automatically more likely to be aggressive than other people. Because most people, when they settle in somewhere where they can grow crops or whatever. But if you grow up on like a mountainous area, you have to be a herdsman and have like cattle. So that makes your livelihood very susceptible to like theft or violence. Like somebody can just kill your goats and then you're fucked. So you have to develop this like aggressive demeanor, like, hey, get the fuck away from me.
Yeah.
Get off my property.
Yeah.
So there's this theory that people that settled in like mountainous areas have this default like aggressive setting, and they did studies on like kids in college that even if they were like well-to-do but they had roots from Appalachia, if they were like they did a study where they had the kids walk down like a hallway and then somebody would come the other way and they would like throw a shoulder into them, and the people that didn't come from like a mountainous like area or something, we're just like, oh, well, that was weird.
Yeah.
But everybody else was like, I'll fucking kill that guy. Like they swab their mouths and like check their blood pressure and they're like freaking out because of that happening. And I can like relate to that. I remember in high school, like I would, the tiles, they were square and I would pick my line and I was like, I'm walking this line. And if anybody like crosses over into it, I'm throwing a shoulder. Like this is,
wow.
It's so crazy. Like I know it. So this is like my struggle because I'm like an educated, like grown man, like on paper, like I'm hitting all of the check marks of like what makes a man.
Yeah.
But I know that I have this like undeniable, like rage inside of me that I don't know how to address. And it's like,
your family, was your family on both sides from Appalachia?
No. So my grandmother, and her family come from like England, and they're like, we always say they're like the cultured people, but then like I have my like hillbilly side that came from West Virginia.
I feel like we all have like a cultured and a hillbilly side. Like at least me, I don't know if you do. I definitely do. So
yeah, like the X's on jugs.
X's on jugs.
Yeah.
Moonshine. Yes.
It's gross.
So you're
Knickknacks and whatnots.
So one side is actually, is it pretty recent generational from England or?
Yeah, so my grandmother, Paula, who you know, she came over from England when she was young. I want to say like 6 or something, yeah. So they went to Canada first and then they moved down to the States. But yeah, she has dual citizen, or she's not actually not even a citizen. She still has her green card.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Your mom's an illegal.
Yeah, right.
Or your grandma's. Yeah. So I heartily relate to the whole Appalachia thing. It kind of sounds like almost with you. So for me, I don't know if it's because I have this blend of like, my mom's family is half Irish, half Italian, which I feel like Irish, if you've got any of that, you probably want to like beat people constantly. But my dad, like both his parents were born in West Virginia and then like moved to Ohio. And so there's this part of me that's very defensive and aggressive, if that makes sense. Like I'm literally like, I almost kind of like cower in a way from a lot of people. But then the second you fucking like, If you fuck with me at all to a degree where I feel like there was no need for that, the blinding amounts of rage that I go through. And so it sounds like for you, you kind of almost were like, you had a territory, you know, you had that walkway sort of. So it almost, I don't want to say it was offensive as much, but it sounded more like you were kind of always on alert for it. It wasn't sort of, you know.
Right, right. Oh, you can see that I'm walking this line and you're just coming into my area and I'm going to show you that that's not okay.
Do you find that has, because I think high school, obviously that's a pinnacle time for that sort of thing. Do you find as you get older, you've mellowed a little bit more, or is it just manifested differently, or?
Certainly the edges come off. And like, I mean, my family is the same way. Like my mom is like passed that down to me. Like she takes no shit, but she's like become such a pussy in her old age. So, you know, she's certainly like calmed down. So yeah, like it's just, gotten to the point where it's like, is it really worth it? Like settle down. I can identify it though. And like, that's the thing that, I know my facial hair doesn't say that, but I know these things about myself, which is the hard part, like knowing something and just not really having a good answer on how to cure yourself. And you're just like letting time take its course and like mellow you out.
I'm going to edit it in later, but we were having a conversation about how Cody, for those who are listening to this, has a chin strap beard right now with a detached mustache. And it's pretty fantastic. It's pretty glorious. Well, as you said, you lost weight, so your face can pull it off. Like,
I don't know about that. I don't think any face can pull this off.
I mean, that's fair. But like, if you had like quadruple chins and were trying to do a chin strap over like a like where your neck is just melding into your, that would actually be hilarious, I think. Or you just wouldn't see it because all the fat would just like roll over the chin strap and you wouldn't even see the beard.
I feel like I, with this chin strap, exclusively shit out jewel pods.
Jewel pods. That's amazing.
Always have vape as part of my life.
Just put a dollar jewel in your pods. Mouth and just the out comes like some blackberry flavored jewel pods. Sorry, I'm taking a nice big hit off. We're waking bacon here at the default setting. Gigi is with me in LA, and it's like 9 in the morning, and
because
we're just
the universe loves me.
Hitting it. She literally got here when, okay, so it had been raining 2 weeks nonstop, like sheets of rain in LA. And of course, like no one here knows how to fucking drive in the rain. And just millions of other problems here when it rains. Everything smells like pee here because there's so many homeless people. And if it doesn't rain for like 6 months and then it rains, all the pee finally starts to get like washed away. So everything smells like pee here. But she did, like, literally the second her plane landed, the skies cleared.
And the blizzard started.
And the blizzard started in Cleveland.
I was like,
you're like, yeah, she's
got
like,
this.
If you want good weather, hire Jeed. She will show up at all your special events and make sure that the weather is beautiful and perfect in every way. All across the universe in perpetuity.
So happy.
Yeah, it worked out really well.
My body is like seeing sunshine. Like,
although we got burnt yesterday. Yeah, we got burnt yesterday. So
awesome. Forest tan.
Cody's middle finger is just slowly creeping up over the camera because we're talking about like we're like, oh, our sunburns, and there's like four feet. Yeah. Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. Real sorry. Nice. We need to shut up now. It does smell like pee though when it rains. So you know, there's that. So has your mellowing out process, because it sounds like, you know, obviously the first step in sort of any sort of managing things is the awareness, which you've got, which is great. Mm-hmm. Did an awareness sort of just come from like years of like self-reflection, or did you have a moment, or you don't really know when the self-awareness began?
I think starting to try not to justify it is like the turning point. Like, cause I think that everybody deep down knows their faults. They're just not willing to say them out loud. So they find ways to justify that. And they're like, oh, like I could easily just fit my facial hair by saying that I never had a dad and that's why I'm going to do all of these things. And a lot of people would be like, oh, that makes sense. I feel bad for him. But like I know that these are my own problems and I need to address them. I just don't know how to fix it. All I can do is wait it out and identify it. So, and I see like different examples. Like one of the biggest things, like you were talking about road rage. When me and my wife went to Thailand on vacation, it's like, you think that you've seen traffic in LA. you haven't seen traffic. Like, because Bangkok, Thailand at like rush hour is insane. And everybody's just cutting everybody off and squeezing by everybody. And everybody's okay with it. Like, they are not mad at all. They're just like, I describe it as if you watch like an ant farm, how they're just all crawling on top of each other. And they're like, well, this is life. And they're just like, don't give a shit. And that's how it is there. And then I just watch like people here freak out about like two people being in the same lane or something. And that's like, that's just how it is there. But it like, I didn't realize how that pertained to like me and my situation until we went to Yellowstone for vacation. And there were some Asian people there. And one of them like ran into Becky like pretty hard. And like, I was like, all right, motherfuckers, if that's how we're going to play this. And so like the next time I saw one coming towards her, I like cut in front of her and I like got like real rigid and like, like shoulder blasted him, just like hit his shoulder real hard. And like, cause he was walking like in our line and I like checked his ass. And then he turned around and he like seemed like so apologetic. And he was like, oh, I'm so sorry. And then I was just like, oh my God, I'm a monster. They are just running into people because that's their default setting. Like, they're just in China, like, running into each other all the time because there's a billion fucking people there. And, like, I'm just, like, taking it as a personal affront. So I need to, like, address them personally.
And that's, yeah. You make a great point, too. Of all the times where I get really angry, the thing that immediately diffuses me is when the other person's like, oh, my God, I had no idea. And then I'm like, oh, God, I'm such an asshole. I'm sorry.
Yeah, right. Like, yeah, because, I mean, the culture is so much different, like, that what you think is, like, super disrespectful and weird, like, they don't. Like, if we were to walk into their houses with our shoes on, which is kind of acceptable in, like, a lot of American homes, like, they'd be like, what the fuck are you doing? Get the fuck out of my
house.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
But you can run into them all day on the subway, and they don't give a shit. So, like, it's just, like, where...
You just made a light bulb go off, because I was telling her, and again... probably get letters if anybody listens to this, but no one does, so it's fine. I understand now, this makes a lot more sense. Like, you're not supposed to have stereotypes, but the most insane drivers I have seen out here are Asian women. Like, it's just, they're the most, like, and the thing I told her was that in, like, every scenario where I've seen an Asian woman do something insane on the road, like, people will honk like crazy, and the look on their faces is genuine confusion. Like, they genuinely don't understand why someone is mad or honking or whatever is happening. And that, I mean, in conjunction with what you just said, makes a ton of sense.
Yeah, like, my cousin's dating a Chinese girl, and he was telling me the one time that he had to, like, run out and move her car because she, like, came over to stay the night or whatever, and he's like, oh, where did you park? And she like showed him, and she was parked facing the opposite direction as the cars on that side of the road, but directly in front of somebody's driveway, like completely blocking the driveway. And she's just like, what? Like, what's the big deal? Because like, it, yeah, if you ever go to Asia or whatever, there's just scooters parked on the sidewalk. Like, yeah. They're not giving a fuck, like on top of each other and shit. And they just don't care. Like, that's just life.
Yeah.
And so like, it's just being able, I don't know, just let shit go, like, but I just can't.
Yeah.
I'll get there. Maybe when I'm 70.
That seriously reminds me of my brother, though. I mean, he's, like, I have it, too, but his is really bad, and he was driving with me to go to an Indians game one day, and, like, this past season, and this woman just, like, cuts us off out of nowhere. We're, like, right on public square. The traffic's already bad, and she blatantly just shoves herself in front of me, and I was like, okay, like, that's a way to do it, sure. And so,
yeah.
Like, literally, we were just kind of making fun of her. Not, like, we weren't doing anything. I was just like, yay. I was, like, talking to my brother, like, yay, I made it. Like, being stupid. She saw me going like this, and to her, that was a death threat for some reason. Gets out of her, we're at a red light. She literally gets out of her car and just turns, like, on her window and is like, and I'm like, does this chick want to fight me right now? Because I was clapping like a little toy monkey. Like, I didn't even flick her off or anything. I wasn't gesturing at her. Like,
oh, so what she heard was, this bitch about to get
That's exactly what she saw.
That's
she saw
what it
this
was.
As me being like, fuck that.
Yeah.
And that was
yeah, I've only seen that in emoji form. I've never seen that.
Exactly. So literally, I'm just looking at her like, and my brother's like, ugh, I don't want to hurt a woman. And I'm just like, Sam, shut up. Like, sit. You're not gonna hurt a woman, okay? She's gonna hurt you. Let me just tell you that. And because she was real strong looking, but I was about to like literally get out of my car and be like, "What is your problem?" And I just looked at her like we had like a stare off, and then finally, there's this couple going across the crosswalk. And they see her in her car, and they're like, "Hey, how's it going?" And they run up and give her a hug. And you can see her going like, "This bitch behind me." And they're pointing, and they literally went like, "Fuck you!" And my brother was like, "What the fuck is happening? Like,
oh my god,
this is all her fault." Like, we were seriously losing it. I was just laughing at that point because I felt like I was on candid camera. But I thought my brother was gonna like go to jail.
Okay, related to this, completely related. So. The one time where I notice when people do shit like that and it doesn't really stick with me is when I have reinforcements to reinforce that, like, the other person is being insane, right? And I don't know if you experienced this at all. Like, and the one classic moment I can think of is we were driving back home from, like, Blossom late at night. We were over by Hooples. And we were turning down that one road that's kind of falling into the river over there by Hooples. I think it's Columbus. And there was a drunk girl staggering out of Hooples. And so her friends were like on one side of the road. She was also she was on the other side of the road. I'm driving up and she just like starts to wander out into the street. And so I'm like, oh, fuck no. So I slowed down, but I kept going. I wasn't going to stop for her because she's like running into the street.
Because 10 points Gryffindor.
So she turns around and she like bangs on my hood and she's like, bitch. And, like, the thing is, there's a bunch of us in the car, and we all just went, whoa! We all just cracked up laughing, which made her even angrier. And so, like, her friends come, and they grab her and pull her to the other side of the road, and she's like, oh, fuck you, bitch! Like, she's just yelling.
Wait, you got close enough to her that she could hit your hood?
She hit the hood, and she's
I don't
just,
know about this story now.
Yeah, well, because she was walking across the street, and I was like, oh, no. So I kept pulling up, because I was just like, you were wandering into the street. Like, you were in front of my car. And then she's just like, bitch! And the thing is, if that had just happened to me by myself, I probably would have toyed with the idea of going back and, like, confronting her.
Right.
Because everybody else in the car was like, what a drunk idiot. And we were all laughing. I was just, like, immediately diffused.
Right.
I don't know if you've ever had, like, friends who are like, oh, that guy's just a fucking, like, and then you're just like, yeah, you're right. That guy's just a fucking whatever.
Right. Yeah. This one time, like, right in front of our house, I was, oh, man. I have so many examples, and it's just embarrassing now that I'm thinking of all of them. We were in my car, and I don't know if you know Warren here in Lakewood, but like it, as soon as you come over to 90, like it, nobody really knows that the left lane turns into a turning lane. So everybody tries to cram into the right lane. So this woman like got into the left lane, sped up just so she could cut me off. And then like we stopped at a red light. So I just hit my horn and I held it for like a minute 30.
Oh my god.
So it was like I wanted to make her as uncomfortable as possible. So I just stood there and held my horn in like the whole time and like through the light through like until we got to our house. And I just remember like at like second 15, my darling wife Becky, she's just like looking down at her phone because she doesn't want to be a part of the situation. And she's just like, I think they heard you.
Oh my god.
That poor I'm sure you could do a whole nother like episode on her dealing with my like rage outbursts.
We'll have a sequel to this episode where it's like, yeah, right. Dealing with dormant rage is my default setting.
Becky's dealing.
But it would be an actual really good episode just to have an hour of Becky telling stories where, like...
From her perspective.
Yeah, from her perspective.
All right. Yeah, I'd like to hear that. I'll leave the room so I can hear it.
Oh my god, I forgot to tell you though, as well, that woman that was in front of me at the red light, she actually stayed through the green light, the entire green light, even though there was traffic behind me.
What was the traffic behind you doing?
They were all just, like, looking
at me.
Are
they honking?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
it
okay.
was so bad. That was the other, like, bad part of it.
Oh, my.
Me and that woman were, like, the same person. I'd have done that. I've done that before. I've sat at a light, been like, fuck you.
Yeah, but did you do that when it was you're the one who cut someone off? Because, like, that's I literally did nothing but drive.
Yes.
And she was punishing me for going like this.
You're not justified.
It was just, ugh.
Have there been times where you were like, I know I'm in the wrong, but this person's being an asshole about it, and that sort of triggered like a reaction? Or is it more when you just feel like you've been, there's like an injustice that's been on your, like, been done to you?
I don't know if like I've realized I'm wrong, but then they're being a, yeah, I don't think that escalates it.
Because you were talking about earlier about how people have pride and they don't want to admit their flaws. And so I think sometimes that manifests itself as like defensive. So like when people know they're in the wrong, they double down and they become like even more like enraged sort of thing.
Okay. Yeah. I get what you're saying. I guess early on, like, and that's probably where I became good at arguing, is like I was always able to try to like say why I did what I did and why I was justified in it and stuff, and like come up with a reason for it.
Yeah.
I don't think it added to my anger, but yeah, I just thought of like one of the most embarrassing, like there was a time where I like did something and then like I immediately found out how much of a monster I was being. And it was, you might have seen it on Facebook. I posted about it, but Alex, our 12-year-old, he had a lemonade stand over the summer. So he'd sit out there.
Yes. Oh, this is such a good story. Sorry. I'll shut up.
Yeah. He would sit out there for like 3 hours and just like sell lemonade and stuff and read his book out there. And it was like super cute. And like, it was just what he was doing. And, one day I was walking, or I was taking the dogs out and I work from home. So he's out there and I hear like commotion going on over there. And then I just like walk over to that side of my yard where he's at, and the poor kid's just sitting there like trying to read his book and solicit lemonade to oncoming traffic. And there's these like 3 14-15-year-old kids like across the street, and they're like running their mouth to him like, they're like, hey, aren't you a little old to be selling lemonade, you loser, and like talking all this shit. I lost my mind. Like, oh yeah, you motherfucker. I was like, why don't you come over here so I can beat the shit out of you? How about that? And I was like, why don't you say some shit to me, huh? And then they just like instantly like started looking down and like didn't have anything to do with it. And I was like, yeah, that's right. Don't even look over here. I was like, what? And then I was getting mean. I was like, yeah, you chubby bitch, come over here, I'll fuck you up. I was running my mouth so bad. And then like as soon as I was walking towards them, like walking like I was gonna like confront them, and I'm like, and like I hadn't realized how much of a lunatic I was. I was like still enraged, like I'm sticking up for my kin. And then like, and then I was like, yeah, that's right, keep walking. And then I like turn, and there's some woman walking up to buy lemonade from Alex, and she's just like looking at me like, holy shit, what the fuck? And I'm just like, yeah, I'm gonna go in the house now. Like, yeah, I'm a 31-year-old man sitting in the yard of the mortgage house that I own, and like, they keep yelling at a 14-year-old to come over here so I can fuck him up.
Oh my god. Well, but you know what? If in any scenario, if that were even remotely justifiable, it's when someone is like talking shit to your kid. Because honestly, as you're telling me that story, I'm like, couldn't you be my dad? Like, can we go back in time? Like, because I had bullies all the time, but my parents were like these like pseudo hippies that like were just like, just ignore them, they'll go away, yeah, it's fine. Which I think is a lot of the reason why I do have that weird rage now, because I never like got to like get it out by like drilling someone's head into the pavement. Like, if I could just do it once, I think I probably would have been fine. But yeah, like I think it's legitimate. Like when kids are, it reminds me, there was this episode of Silicon Valley where like there were like these 14-year-old kids that were wandering around just like badgering these like coder guys in their 30s or whatever, and I think at one point like one of them just like hauled off and like backhanded him or something, and it was like very similar, like someone across the street like saw it and didn't understand that like these kids were being pieces of shit or like whatever the case was. And
right, yeah, and that was like the most, and it did end up being justified like in my heart, because after that, like I went over to the house and Alex needed to make more lemonade. And I was on the phone with Becky, like trying to calm down and like tell her how much of an animal I am. And then like, he comes around the corner and he sees me and he's just like,
giving you the thumbs
like,
up. I was
like, thanks, man. Like, yeah, like it was like the sweetest thing in the world.
That's so awesome. Oh my God. I love it so much. Yeah. I when I was doing toast prattles, I always wanted to, I had a joke that I always wanted to do if you were ever there. It's that your kids will never become stand-up comics because you're too good of a dad. Like, that's just...
That would be a good one.
Yeah, that was the one I had for you. It was like, your kids will never be stand-up comics because you're too good of a dad.
I parent with dripping sarcasm and passive aggressiveness. So I think they'll be just fine.
It's funny because there's a lot of, like, I think dad blogs out there that are like, they try to do observant humor with their kids. But I love the stuff, like the observations that you have. Because I think, like, I'm very bad at, like, listening to something and realizing how funny it actually is. And just the stuff that you write. It's Alex and Herbie, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, the stuff you write about Alex and Herbie is just, it's adorable and at the same time hilarious and just, yeah, I love it.
Right, yeah, what was the favorite one that I have of Alex's? We were at the dinner table and we were talking and he was like, I think I'm going to take Chinese next year. And I was like, oh, are you going to take Mandarin or, what's the other one? Cantonese. And he's like, I think Cantonese. And I was like, I know this dude doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about. So I was like, oh, Cantonese. I was like, are you sure you're going to learn Cantonese and not Mandarin? And he's like, I was like, how sure are you? And he's like, about as sure as I am that you didn't say Cantonese.
Cantonese. Oh, my God. Yes.
Crack me up. Still my favorite joke he's ever said.
That is fantastic. Like, do you find, okay, so kind of the flip side of the, because, like, do you find, though, like, as a parent, because I just feel like the number one thing with parenting, too, is, like, you kind of want to kill them all the time. Do you find that, like, any of the rage sort of plays into, like, when they're just driving you crazy? Or is it more reserved for, like, people outside your family?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. They can get to it. Even Becky identifies. She's like, I think you just need a little break.
Oh, I love her so much.
Maybe. It was just the... just the other day, I was punching my steering wheel because Becky was sick and she was at home, and I just, like, went out to go get her soup from Panera, and then I, like, got it and I gave it to Alex, and I was like, here, man, just hold this, make sure it doesn't spill. And as soon as I accelerate, he just dumps, like, some of the soup into the bag. And I was so fucking mad because all I set out to do was, like, get my wife something.
You had one job!
And he just, like, dumps the shit. And I was like, oh, my God, I'm fucking mad.
Oh, my God.
I feel bad for him because I was punching my steering wheel like a lunatic. And, like, you know, I was just like, it's okay, buddy. I'm not mad.
They seem, it sounds like you guys are really close to it. It seems like they kind of understand that it's not, like... Like, they still love you, and you're not, like, the scary dad. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they very much understand.
Yeah, so, I mean, their dad yells a lot. And so, like, I think that they just, like, he parents through, like, fear and yelling, where I just parent with, like, oh, you don't feel like doing chores? Oh, okay, well, you know what? I don't feel like working tomorrow, so we're probably going to have the heat shut off, so that's going to be kind of cold. The Wi-Fi is going to, you know, get turned off because I got to pay for that, and if I'm not working, then I'm not paying for that. So, like, that's how, like...
Dripping sarcasm. Like,
yeah. Yeah, they're like, I get it, God.
God.
But, yeah, I certainly don't, like, yell at them or anything.
In general, when you've experienced rage, it sounds like it's mostly physical. Like, do you yell hardly at all, or is it just one of those things that you just go physically do something and then it's over? Or?
Not a big yeller. I'd say I'm more physical. I don't know what I'm talking about.
I mean, like, if you're mad, like, because my thing is, if I'm mad, the first place I go is, like, fucking fuck, fuck, fuck. Like, that's me. But, like, is it one of those things where you're, like, and then you just go over and, like, break something and then it's done, or?
There's no easy way to say this. I mean, like, I'm not abusive. I don't hit kids, but I've...
No, like, and I don't mean just even parenting, like, in general.
Like, if I'm doing something and, like, sometimes I'll be, like, working and then, like, I'll already be aggravated and then, like, Alex will, like, jump on my back and, like, arm bar me. And I know he's just playing, but, like, I'll just turn and, like, bite his forearm and be like, get off me. it's just a knee-jerk reaction. It's not like, I'm going to hurt this kid. Like, it's not like, it's like, something's happening to me, and it needs to stop, and this is how I'm
going to stop. I love that you bite, though. I don't know what it is. Bite just seems so much better than, like, slap, smack, kick. Like, bite's just like, arf, like.
Well, it's like path of least resistance. So I'm like, his arm is already on my mouth. So I'm just going to bite now. And like it sounds like you could take that out of context and like have me arrested. like, so that's why it's very like unsettling. Yeah.
I'm going to play that sound clip over that like video.
We already took screenshots and sent it.
You're going to get a letter in the mail about me moving into your neighborhood.
I feel like I'm most physically aggressive to inanimate objects. Mm-hmm. Like, if my phone doesn't work at the pace that I need it to work, like, mm-hmm. one thing won't load, I literally will go, I'll just, like, punch my... It's like... Mm. Or I have to literally constrain myself from just literally throwing my phone against the wall.
My dog brings it out in me too. Yeah. And I mean, I'm sure I'd have PETA on my ass if they saw anything that happened inside my own home. But like my dog, like I said, he's like a 100-pound brute. And when he's like, he will break your knees. Like he's just running so big and he'll like, he's at that like level and like, when he wants to play and he doesn't know how to chill out, like I've body slammed my dog before. I'll admit it. I've picked him up and I've slammed his ass down. But you know what? We've also been having dinner before and he's been messing around with the other dog and he lifts his head up and smashes the bottom of the table with his head so hard that all of our plates jump up off the table and he's just like, oh, okay, and just runs off and starts playing. And so, like, I'm not hurting my dog. Yeah. Like, stop it.
Yeah.
Like,
that's the thing I think about all the time is, like, this weird point in society we've reached, which, like, I'm an insane animal lover. I volunteer at the animal shelter. Like, I'm an insane animal lover.
Right.
But at some point we have to pick. Like, at some point we have to pick, are they animals or are they humans? We don't just get to play, like, you know, when it's convenient sort of a thing. And that bothers me a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, like, when I was a kid, I remember walking to the bus stop, and, like, if it was raining, I would be picking up worms that were in the street and, like, throwing them into the grass because I wanted to save them from being smashed by, like, cars and stuff. Like, so, yeah, I'm a lover of living things, but also, if my dog doesn't stop fucking with me, like, I'm going to show him who's boss, and, like, I'm not going to be able to stop.
Because that's it. They don't understand logic, and so to sit here and say, like, you know... I mean, what is your, you know, other method of, like, dealing with it? That's all animals understand, you know what I mean? Animals don't understand. Now, we're going to put you in timeout, and you need to just think about the fact that you shouldn't be so aggressive. Like, you can't do that, so.
Yeah, and, like, I've been told to, like, put him in his cage, like, in his crate, whenever he's, like, out of control. But you know what? The crate is all the way downstairs. And so I'm going to have to grab him by his leash and drag him down there. And they're also like, you shouldn't punish him by putting him in the crate so he feels safe there. I'm like, all right, motherfucker. So which one is it? You know what? I'm just going to slap him in his face and tell him no. How about that? That's what I'm doing.
Honestly, I think as long as you're not injuring anybody and any animals and you're not making that, like, I think it's way worse to, like, not feed them, not let them out, not pay. Like, I think neglect is way worse than anything that you could get for, like, discipline. Like, as long as you're not injuring your pet, like.
Yeah. I'm like, if you saw how these dogs beat the shit out of one another.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not doing anything to my dog. Stop it. Like.
No, I agree. And again, I think people confuse, like, discipline for just like I just use my dog as a punching bag. No, I'm not just hitting my dog to hit them. It's, you know, that's the only way I can get his attention. That's the only way that I can get him to do the shit he's supposed to do. So
right, like the other day I stepped on his foot and he whipped around and bit the shit out of my leg, and like I was like, god, like I didn't hit him back because he was just like, hey, you're hurting me. This is how I'm.
It's literally
react.
You and it's like, you like he was you. Yeah, exactly.
And you were like, all right, respect.
Like, all right, man. Yeah, he didn't bark at first. He just turned around and bit the shit out of my leg. And I was like, hey, all right, man. I'm sorry.
That's
man.
Fair. That's fair. Absolutely fair. I get it, dude. Totally. Right. So this will probably air next month. Do you have any upcoming projects or anything you want to talk about?
Yeah, I'm working with Taco Truck, doing some like different sketches with them and stuff. We're going to be releasing some. Oh, I was shooting with them yesterday. We're doing like a fast food war thing, so like everybody's represented, so that'll be coming out. I'm doing like I did like an Ancestry parody sketch that I wrote, and we're going to be filming that at some point, which is fun. And then I'll be at Funny Stop in February, I believe. I'm terrible at fucking promotion.
Do you have a like, social media people can find that stuff on?
21st of February, that weekend. I'll be at...
This will probably air that time. Do you have an Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook you want people to check out?
Yeah, I mean, you can just friend me on Facebook at just my name, Cody Cooper, or on Twitter and Instagram, I'm the Cody Cooper. So
awesome. G, do you have any social media you want to promote?
Yeah, you can follow me on Instagram, ggchick, g.g.chick.
You can find me at EpicFaul, EpicFaul, on Instagram and Twitter. I want to thank OK Pants. I want to thank for doing our logo. I want to thank Above Below Entertainment for being our network. And I want to thank Cody Cooper and his killer chin strap, pedophile stash, pedo stash, for being amazing.
Let me babysit your kids.
Hide your kids. Hide your wives. Hide your cousins.
And K, love you. Bye. Bye.